Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Going the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
Well, I know, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour. Glad you're aboard. Thank you for listening. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Listen, folks, if you can think of an entertainer that's a singer, man or woman, from the 1950s to now, that's great. They made an impact like Dan Frumman.
Howie, a singer that made an impact on you.
Yeah, Howie just brought up something. I thought about Barbara Streisand.
I say Carol King.
She's not that famous.
I love Carol King. And
what about James Taylor?
Okay.
You're right.
I know I'm
she's
wrong.
Always that right. I never said she's wrong. She's never wrong.
Well, you can tell the generation difference.
I was just listening to Carol King the other night, in fact.
You know what? You made a statement here just now. What? A friend of mine once told me, he says, he had an argument with his wife, and he was telling me, he says to me, you know, I have to make a decision. Do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? I said, you better off be happy. Forget that you're right. That's true. My wife is always right.
They can think they're right. That's they say they're right.
Right now, to say that if you'd like to do your trivia.
Oh, okay. She wants me to do trivia time. Trivia time.
Now's the
trivia
time.
It's time to do the trivia. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This was a great woman. She's still around. Who is she? Who's singing? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
407-894-1680.
Who's singing this song?
The touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. You're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be.
There's a name singing for this song.
It. There's a phrase.
Okay, Chris.
Chris likes the song. He plays it long.
Yeah.
Another one of the greatest singers.
Yep. Terrific song.
I got, after somebody guesses, I'm going to ask somebody about her.
So, Michael, what was on your mind for this hour? You were going
we're
going
to talk about it in a minute. I want to find out. The singer who just sang, she was famous for something that wasn't her voice. Does anybody know? 407? I may even give you a hint who was singing.
Legs.
Don't say that, please.
That's what she was famous for, along with her singing.
That's right.
Now you told everybody who it was.
Well, no. It's not Cher.
Lynn.
Not me, that's right.
It's not Lynn.
Brenda.
Oh, okay.
Could be Brenda. Brenda Lee. No, the person who sang that song, well, one of my favorite songs of all time was done by her.
You know, I will have to come in and say another singer that left an impression, the late great Marvin Gaye.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Marvin
Gaye.
He's certainly one of the top. He was great too. You're right.
Marvin was a great guy. Marvin Gaye.
Yep. He would, You know, it makes you often wonder what kind of music he'd be putting out right now if he hadn't died young. You know, he'd probably be still putting out huge hits.
Yeah, I believe so.
Am I calling in yet to tell me who was singing?
I had a caller to call in, but he had to call. He got to wait till next week.
Oh, my goodness.
Chris, the list.
I know.
7-8-9-4-6-8. Who is singing the song?
Chris and I go by the list.
The list.
Inside chef around here.
Listen, the rules are if you win, you got to wait 30 days. 30 days from the exact date that you won.
Exactly. Yep. That goes for the wheel also now.
Uh-huh. The wheel as well.
Yep.
So I have a list of names.
Now, if you lose, you can keep on calling until you win.
I'm just glad you guys are in charge of that. All these rules are so confusing to me. I'm not used to following this rule things.
After this, we're going to do something. We're going to be talking about traveling. People who are visually impaired and blind, traveling.
What's the latest annoyance or something?
That sounds like fun.
Well, here's some of the latest here. There are several people who have been vaccinated and still found to be some hospitalized, some are in home sick and caught the coronavirus. So the latest update, take care of yourself. Don't let your guard down. That's the best way that I can put it.
Well, you still should be wearing the mask. But if you got the shots, the odds are you're never going to the hospital and you're not going to die. People who don't get shots, you're very good to go in the hospital. So
Brenda and I have gotten our vaccines, but we're going to be wearing our masks a lot more regularly.
I believe that we should go back to the mandate where, you know, you should be required just to be on the safe side with the new variant out that we should wear the mask regardless.
Yeah, they're not going to require it, but people that are smart wear it anyway. I'm not going to worry about being shamed. I'll be happy to wear it wherever. Especially if there's any kind of crowd, I'm putting it on. So, nope, you're right.
While we're waiting, if you have any experience about traveling, call in now. We want to talk about traveling.
Being blind and traveling.
Traveling on trains. If you have any experience, anything to do with planes, trains.
And automobiles.
Wait a minute. We got a new thing now. How about aerospace going in the sky to outer space with the spaceship.
There you go, the first blind travelers. That would.
If you paid that $250,000, no, I'm sorry, it's not $250,000. I think it's $2.5 million you had to give.
I was thinking about putting up a GoFundMe so I could be the first blind space traveler. What do you think? if we could get started because they have GoFundMe for a lot of different things, and that would be certainly a good cause. I'm a perfect candidate for it.
Well, I don't know. Someone asked me the other day, am I ready to go to space? And I told them, first off, I hadn't even been to Key West yet. So let me go do Key West. Let me go visit London.
Get
first.
On the state first.
Let me handle some stuff on Earth before I get out of this world.
Right. Let's check out Panama City Beach, perhaps, first.
Isla Medora.
Because, you know, I might be that one that go out of space. And one of the windows or something might crack from a floating rock or something. And I come back to Earth and I got some green glob on my head and we got no cure for it.
Hey, Chris, what I'm worried about is as a blind space traveler, what if I spend $2 million and I go up there and how do I really know that I've left?
Right. That part.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have a good time, Dave? Well, yeah, I did, but
I felt something move.
Sure, I got my $2 million worth.
Yeah. Right.
I felt something move. So, I don't know where it went. My face did go back a little bit, but they probably just took me on the plane.
Upside down. I lost a bunch of change somewhere.
Right.
When I got turned upside down on that anti-gravity thing, but yeah, I don't know. You know, they might say I've left Earth and take my $2 million. I never go anywhere. So okay, forget it. Cancel the GoFundMe. It's
I'm not ready.
It's not going to work. I can see it now.
I'm not ready for space yet. And there, and before our former president left, I was waiting on the police.
I was waiting on the space police.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back
with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You just think about that.
Talk about trains and planes.
And automobiles.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of VisionServe Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join VisionServe Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-VisionServe.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available, along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics, Clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. And we're live from Orlando, Florida, in the Spectrum Studios. Live, that's it. Live. David, we're live.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio.
Not Memorex, anyway. I can't believe it. Nobody's picked your trivia question now. What's up with that? People don't know who that person is?
Nobody called in.
And
you might as well tell the answer. It's too late now.
You might as well tell the answer.
We have a time limit here, Michael.
I can't believe that nobody called in.
Just go for it. Who did that?
Who's all known for her legs. Her name was Tina Turner.
Shame.
Everybody should remember the name Tina Turner.
Tina Legs Turner.
Legs.
What's love? Legs were short for me.
Hey, this song was good, but you know what? My favorite of hers was the besides Proud Mary, which she did a great version of Proud Mary. Nutbush City Limits. Chris, do you know that song, Nutbush City Limits? That was a great tune. You could probably find that pretty quickly.
Right now we have a call on the line all the way from Orlando, Florida. Her name is Sherry. Sherry, my daughter,
hey there,
Sherry.
Everybody. How are you?
How you doing, Sherry? Sherry?
How's What's cooking,
going,
girl?
Dave? Good to hear you.
Real good. How are you? It's good to hear you.
I had a little bit of technical difficulties, and I hope I got I sent my message to your show highlights to my brother who lives in Fort Myers, and Michael, he grew up in the 50s, and so he knows all those groups, and I was mentioning some of them. He goes, "How do you know that?" And I said, "Well, I had this big brother, and I grew up and listened to all that music." So anyway, hopefully he got on and is listening, so that would be cool. So shout out to
that
Ron.
That would be.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to tell you about, I've flown a lot of times by myself and with and without children. But this trip I made was to Maine, the upper part of Maine, the little town about an hour away from the airport. And the little airport I landed at.
What airport did you fly out of? Orlando?
I flew out of Orlando, changed planes in.
Where'd you go? What airport did you go to? What airport did you go to? Boston?
Well, with D.C., I changed in Dulles, which is a huge airport.
Wait. You're blind, Sherry, right?
Yes, I am.
And you changed planes yourself? That's pretty good.
I changed planes. I got an assist. I usually don't try to run through airports by myself. They say it can be done. And now there's IRA, which you can call, and all airports are free sites, and they'll direct you. You know, you just show them, they look around, and they pull up a map, and they'll direct you. But I'm not brave enough yet to try that. So I got a meet and assist.
Me neither.
And I went through the airport.
They you walk or in a wheelchair? Do you walk or are you in a wheelchair?
I walked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Sometimes they want to put you in a wheelchair, but I usually decline because I don't want to. Walking isn't a problem. Seeing is, but I've done both.
Well,
they
guide you to the through security and all that.
Yeah, they do. Thank God, because I have a lot of stuff to take through security. Because I take my computer because I work part time, and I take it with me so I can work because I don't get paid for time off. So,
right.
But I got to
Maine. One thing I found.
I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
I was just going to say one thing. One thing I found with going through security with being blind is that they're usually pretty happy to get rid of you as quickly as possible. So not
yeah,
always, but
yeah. Now in the little airport it's called Presque Isle, Maine. United flies there, and it's one gate, David. It's so small
wow.
and teeny. There's one gate, and the people are very nice, but they delayed my return flight two times Friday night. So by the time I left, it was 6:30. I was supposed to leave at 2:15 in the afternoon, and I barely made my connection to the flight from D.C. to Orlando, and the poor girl, we were running, and I said, I can't do this. I've got a big backpack, and we're really jogging, so I won't miss my plane. And she finally found someone with one of those electric carts, because I'm telling you, it's a walk. And I went that way on the electric cart. And
that's the way to go.
Just barely made my flight. I think they had 10 minutes left before they were closing the doors. So
I got to hand it to you.
You made it.
Totally blind. Because when I've traveled, Linda used to make me up signs.
No, I've never done that. And then I had to wait forever for Access Links. Everybody knows that story who lives in Orlando. But I didn't think I'd have to wait. I got out at 12:45 a.m. and had to wait till almost a little after 2 when the guy finally
got
there.
That's not right for Links.
Said I-4 had been shut down. I'm like, where? How? And I never heard about I-4 getting shut down, but whatever. The hardest part of flying for me was when I had kids and they were little, and I would go to Federation conventions, and I remember one going to Phoenix, and I had the girls, and my youngest one was about under a year, and then the other one was going on 4, and that was the trip, but I did it with two little kids in tow, and it worked out.
Unreal.
So it can be done.
You're pretty amazing.
You've got to make up your mind.
That's true.
You don't want
just having the desire
and
having
you know?
The guts to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to decide I can do this. And I've had so many opportunities because I fly that have been really good. So.
Well, thank you, Sherry, so much
you're
for
welcome.
Coming on and telling us the story. Appreciate it so much.
I want to say one thing really quick. I don't know what Chris did, but the volume on Alexa is so good today. You're clear. You sound really good. And I don't know what happened, but you need to keep doing that because it's great. Thank you, you guys.
Listen to Chris. Thank
Gee,
you.
Gee, Gallagher, thank you.
Way to go, Chris.
Thank you.
All right. Later, guys.
I believe we have another caller on the line.
Good to hear you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. We have another caller on the line. Gary from... Where's he from? Winter Park, Florida. Gary from Winter Park, Florida. Gary, are you there?
Hello. Hello, guys. Hello, Dave.
Mr. Sinclair.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Well, I just took my trip. I just went to Buffalo 11 days ago, I guess it was, and stayed for 10 days.
Did you change planes,
back
too? Yours nonstop? Or
no.
You change planes?
Nonstop. I try to fly nonstop if I can. That's the best way to go. But I wouldn't be afraid because if you got your helpers there, at the airport, which are pretty good, they're going to get you to the next plane. So, and that's where I disagree with Sherry that, you know, she doesn't use the wheelchair. I figure it's going to make it a whole lot easier for the
person.
Yeah,
you and I go wheelchairs.
And it makes, you know, those sky caps, they're not sighted guides. They don't know what to do. They get you in a crowd, you know, you're going to bump into things. And it's more easy. He's more relaxed pushing you in a wheelchair than he's trying to guide you around. And it's safer, I think. So, and they're gonna get you to the spot. But The thing is what I wanted to bring up tonight. It is a little bit different flying right now. You know, Michael's known that.
I can imagine.
Quite a bit. And right now, there's not the sky caps available. So what's the scary part now? You used to actually, back in the day, go with your suitcase, go up to check-in. They take your check in your bag and get your boarding pass. And then somebody would be sitting there because you requested a wheelchair. And so the guy would come up, put you in a wheelchair, and bingo, he'd take you through the security and all that stuff you have to go through, and then take you directly to the gate. But now, they came over, put me in a wheelchair, shoved me out to this big, big opening room. I don't know what it was because I can't see nothing. And he says, okay. He says, we're going to stop here and put the brakes on. He says, I got to go find somebody to help you the rest of the way now. He says, be a few minutes. 5, 6, 7 minutes go by. I start worrying. About 9 minutes, finally somebody come up and says, Gary, I'm your sky cap. But that's the scary part, hoping that somebody doesn't forget you and you're sitting there. But they didn't, you know, and I felt better after that. And the same thing basically coming on back, which I felt better. And for, like, what Sherry was mentioning, you know, running to those gates and everything else, if I've got them sky caps, I'm not going to worry. You know, I'm not going to be frustrated. Why am I going to get my stomach all upset when they can help me? But I'm going to tell you an incident that I talked to Michael about it last night. He told me to mention it to him, so don't get distraught. I want to tell you another little secret about dark pants. I was actually on the plane, and the pilot came out and said, well, we're going into Buffalo now, and we should be arriving in so long. I said, well, it's time to get me a person to help me go to the bathroom before I land. So I get in there. Things are going good. The flight was a nice flight. Got in there, and I started doing my thing, and all of a sudden that plane went into turbulence, bad turbulence. I was going forwards. I was going backwards. I was going up and down. And guess what? I missed the whole commode. You know, and that's why I say wear dark pants.
That was scary. Always wear dark
pants. Wear black or dark blue. But I didn't have the embarrassment of showing anything that I had an accident. So, but otherwise, you know, it's just a little bit different. I'm fine. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to get out there and get to the airport. They're so good with you. I swear to God, when you get on the planes, they treat you like kid gloves. I told you I had assistance to go to the bathroom. I could have told the lady to step it up a little bit. She was taking little baby steps. You know, I was behind her, of course. But I had a good time up there. Got my spaghetti, everybody. I didn't bring
it
home.
Nice.
No. Yeah.
So was it a little bit cooler, or was it hot up there?
Oh, my gosh. The Saturday I go up for my spaghetti, it rained all day, and I mean, it was 62, and the rain was ice cold coming down. It felt like ice cold rain coming down. And then we had one other day, a storm came in about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, come in quick, real quick, and it dropped down to 63, and rain came, and it poured so hard, it was like Niagara Falls, which I was up there. It's 5.5 inches in an hour, so there was a lot of flooding.
Wow.
But otherwise, I stayed in
a tropical storm,
mid-70s to 80. Yeah, that was a tropical storm. It was cold, and one night it got down to 50. So, but otherwise, it was about like Orlando, 80. But no, I checked it down here, and you guys were in the 93s, and I was in the 80s.
That sounds awfully nice to me, man.
It was.
Thanks for
it
coming on, Gary, telling us the story. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you all later. I think I'm coming on next week. I'm not sure. Is it next week my turn?
I think it's coming up. Yeah, should be.
Yeah,
about right.
All right.
Thanks for coming in.
I'll talk
to you.
I'll talk
well.
To y'all later. All right, bye.
Have a good one, Gary.
We're going to go on a break.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
There they go.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with Vision Serve Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. We are back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Dave and Michael, and we've got Lynn, and we've got a host of folks here tonight. Appreciate you calling in. We are the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. If you want to call in, have any questions, something on your mind you want to talk about, give us a call at 407-894-1680. That number, 407-894-1680. And I understand we have a special call from a good friend of the show, North Carolina. Flo is on the line. Miss Flo, are you there?
Yes, how are you?
Hello there.
Hi, Flo. You're talking to Dave and Lynn. Mike will be back in a little bit. How are you?
Good. How are you both doing?
All right. David, I just wanted to remind, tell everybody that Flo has a Facebook page that's really cool called Blind Side of Cooking. She has all kinds of hints and recipes for people that to make cooking easier if you're blind or visually impaired.
Flo, I listened to you when you were on the Blind and Beyond radio show a few weeks ago, and it was so much fun. I enjoyed listening, and you inspired me to do a little cooking myself. I'm totally blind, too, and usually I let the missus go for it, but you've inspired me, so I appreciate that.
Check out her Facebook page, Dave.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love to cook.
And well, have you traveled
like that?
Started when my parents, well, my mother made us girls cook with her in the kitchen.
You picked up on it.
Yeah, with the first easy bake oven, you know, we were all proud giving our father the first little cake.
As a kid, I even think I helped out with the easy bake oven with my sister. Any chance to get that lemon cake, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So have you done any traveling being blind, Flo? Traveled by yourself any on a plane or a bus or anything?
I take Amtrak, and I like taking them. Yes. I went from Hamlet, North Carolina the other day on Wednesday to up here to North Penn Station, New Jersey. Yes, Amtrak, and I've been taking Amtrak for over probably 4 years now. I love
Do you sleep on the? Do you get the sleeper thing on it? The sleeper cart?
I get one of those because I got spoiled.
That's nice.
They give you room service, and if you get the room, the meals are included.
Wow.
So, yeah, I had breakfast and lunch the other day on the train.
On airplanes now, they try to not include anything like that. So that's nice.
Yeah, and the food's not bad, and they do give you complimentary beer or wine if you want that, or, you know, cola or iced tea.
You didn't have any of that beer or wine when you went up there, did you?
Just one beer. I wasn't going to pay for the other.
I'm just pulling your leg. I probably would have had two for going up to New Jersey. That sounds like fun, though.
Tell us about the accommodations, Flo.
Well, I had the accessible room, so it's a bigger room, and the couch pulls out into a bed. And then you have your own separate bathroom that has a shower in the bathroom itself, in the toilet area. And you have your own toilet area. Has a little mini closet.
Is it on the train?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. And I did spoil myself.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, I've been in three different cars, three different rooms. They have one called a roomette, which is, I'm kind of short. So behind my arm span from cross to cross is called the roomette, and that's a little tiny room that you can get to, and it's got one chair on one side and one on the other, and it folds down into a bed.
Okay.
And then you got the toilet.
How long does it... So how long did it take you to go from North Carolina to New Jersey on a train?
About 12 hours. This time, I left at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get in until 8 o'clock at night.
Wow. A lot less hassle, though, I'm sure, with getting on a train.
Yeah, and the plane, you know, I live 2 hours from any airport anyway, so it's hard for me to take a plane, but they are not good with disabled people. I don't think. Amtrak is amazing. They tell me when to step, how to step. Even when I'm eating my dinner, they tell me that my food, you know, I had the vegetarian burrito the other day, or enchilada, and they told me that was at 9 o'clock, and the rice was at 6 o'clock. And then
sounds like they're helpful for sure.
Yeah, and I said, did you get training for that? And they go, no. We just, you know, figured it out.
And that's good. They make the effort. So that's good to hear. At least they, I've never taken the Amtrak, but I'm now I'm in, you got me inspired to do another thing, not just cooking, but maybe to take Amtrak. Because we've talked about it before. So,
Flo, this is Lynn. Did the porter or did someone, they knew you were blind. Did they show you around the room and tell you, well, here's this and here's, you know, that and here's the bathroom?
Yes,
and
then they do. They tell me, you know, if I'm sitting on the little couch, on the couch, they tell me that the call button, if I need them, is to the left, right above my head. And then the window is to the big window that you can't see out of anyway. Well, I can't see out of it, is to the right. And then the bathroom is at 12 o'clock. And then the door to leave the room is next to the bathroom on the left. So, and but they're wonderful when I take them. I travel to Florida too, to usually Orlando when I go.
How would you say it is in comparison, price wise, to a airplane? More expensive, or about the same?
This trip, about the same. This trip, about $620, and it's round trip, and you get the food. And you get your own room. You don't have to sit in a coach seat if
right.
you don't want.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We've had some hassle with sitting with people behind us that are, you know, sticking their feet on your chairs and all that stuff, you know, with cramped quarters. So
in your back, that's annoying.
Yeah, oh yeah. Right. We've had some big problems with that. At one time, going to England, we hit some really hostile people behind us that were.
Oh yeah.
Were big problems. So something like that, you don't have to worry about it with it.
Your own
cabin there would be perfect.
Even the coach seats.
Don't have to come out until you're there.
The coach seats on Amtrak are pretty big too, and they're spacious. And if I do, I want the accessible coach seat, which is right behind the bathroom or in front of the bathroom. So then I know where to go, and nobody has to help me.
Well, it definitely sounds like a good setup, and I really appreciate you calling and giving some good encouraging words. Maybe people might want to consider Amtrak as an alternative to flying, because I know it's a lot easier to getting through with getting on the trains and stuff versus all the hassles with the airplane and security and all that kind of stuff.
Train
is just a lot easier.
You don't have security on Amtrak, so, you know, even to get on it. As long as you have
you're not spending 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going.
That's right.
Not spending 2 hours going through it and all that kind of stuff either. So I think that's got to be
a
huge benefit.
And Michael,
well, hopefully we'll get you back on here soon to talk about cooking too again, Flo. But
so tell everybody briefly about your if they want to look up your Facebook page, Flo.
It's called The Blind Side of Cooking with Flo, my first name, F-L-O, and I started it in 2014 because I needed some sort of outlet. It was near Thanksgiving, and I was agitated because I was unable to read a recipe in a recipe book I wanted to make, so I made one up. And I started from there. You know,
and I bet it turned out darn good, didn't it?
Yeah. Tonight I made filet mignon on the grill, an indoor
grill.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, you're killing me.
Filet mignon?
Yeah.
You eat well.
And, well, I'm up north.
Made filet mignon tonight.
And
I
had a PB&J myself.
I made,
you
know how they have.
What did you say, Flo? I can't hear you. Hard to hear.
On the cob, I made that.
What did you have?
Corn on the cob, and I made it in the microwave.
Oh, corn on the cob, yeah.
Yeah, cooked it in the microwave for, if it's a big ear, about 6 minutes. And you can leave the green husks and the silk on and cook it for 6 minutes. Just cover it, and boom, there you have corn on the cob, and you don't have to let it boil in water forever.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Well, before we say goodnight, I have a question. I need your opinion. This is really important. One of my best friends that I grew up with, she makes the chocolate egg cream, you know, from New Jersey, New York, that kind of thing?
Yes. Chocolate.
Yeah. Okay. So I sent her a text. She was down here last weekend, and she brought the syrup, and he said, you have to use Fox's You Bet. And so she's gone now, but I wanted to make a chocolate soda tonight, so I didn't know what the proportions were. So she said 3/4 inch chocolate syrup of the You Bet, 3/4 inch of the milk. You stir it up real well, and then add the seltzer to the top of the glass, and it'll foam up, and there's your chocolate egg cream. My question to you, as a blind individual, what advice would you have? How the heck is anybody going to know what 3/4 inch is if they wanted to make a chocolate soda?
That would probably be, I'm thinking, probably 4 tablespoons, maybe 1/4 cup.
A quarter of a cup, you think? A quarter of a cup?
That's what a quarter. It all depends on how much chocolate you like.
Right. Right.
To me, anyway.
And she says it has
to.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I know what ice cream is.
Yeah, it's just a New York drink. It's just chocolate syrup and some milk, and you add seltzer, and it's delicious.
I think I've had it before.
Yeah, it's a chocolate soda.
But you have to use the You Bet.
People that know chocolate ice cream soda, so it's not the ice cream. So people in Brooklyn and New York, they started it called chocolate egg cream.
But there's no egg in it.
But there's no egg in it.
Yeah. Right.
Chocolate,
I make
milk.
Root beer floats. I like those. I use chocolate ice cream in my root beer when I make a root beer.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, you're making me hungry, Flo. You've done it now.
Well, let's talk about this more. We'll have you back on in August, and we'll talk about desserts and things, all right? We're going to have David play one more song before we say goodnight. Thank you, Flo, for calling and sharing your travel. Right.
Thanks, Flo.
And what makes an egg cream, folks, is the seltzer. You have to have seltzer. So seltzer, chocolate syrup, and milk. That's what makes an egg cream.
Thanks, Flo.
Take care.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave. Oh, you're up.
I don't know any songs about North Carolina. Georgia, all day through, oh, sweet and clear, all that moonlight, to the pine. Oh, now Georgia, Georgia, yeah, oh, peace I find, oh, sweet and clear. All that your word is on my mind. Oh, your arms be dead to me. And then I want to be. It's your past, the place I see. And I'll come back to you. Oh, now I'm Georgia. Georgia, yeah, all day through, all the sweet and clear, all the Georgia's on my mind. Oh. Georgia's on
my mind. Yeah, great. Talking about the
Joker. That was great. Great, great, great song. Great song.
Thank you. Thank you.
You did a good job. You did a good job. You did a good job. Not a great one, but a good one.
Nothing like Ray, but it's worth a shot anyway. But we appreciate you guys being out there, listening audience, listening to us, and participating. And those who didn't participate, well, doggone it, call in next week. For goodness sake.
Next week, before we say goodnight, I'll get my 2 cents. And speaking of next week, Gary Sinclair, who called in earlier.
And maybe we'll hear from Peter.
We'll be on the show.
Maybe we'll hear from Peter. Maybe.
And yes.
Please,
maybe,
goodness
maybe
gracious.
We'll have some news about
maybe it's good news. Maybe.
Peter,
hopefully.
Yep.
Maybe we have some good news about the baby. Yeah. Yep. Good news, hopefully.
So, David.
Yeah.
Kind of back on track now, getting more gigs?
I'm going to start getting back on track, but to be honest with you, so many places, bars and restaurants have entertainment outside, and being in Florida at 95 degrees, I'm not in any huge hurry to be playing. Right. So I'm kind of working my way in the fall. I've done a couple little things, but right now, especially since we're working on renovations and different things, I'm happy to take it slow and maybe get into it in October or something. So I'm getting my toes, my feet wet, but
your house is coming back together again.
Slowly but surely. Yeah, this by in another couple of weeks, I think we'll be good.
You got a new roof?
Oh yeah, we got a new roof now, but we're gonna have a good shower. That's what we're excited about.
Cool. Yeah.
Right. I was hosing off in the backyard today. So.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Chris, well, Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there, Chris?
Mr. Shaw.
Yes, sir. I'm right
Thank
here live and in full effect.
Chris, we hope you feel better.
I hope you feel better,
Thank
Chris.
You
Thank you for everything.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for everything, too.
You are awesome, mister. And so is your family.
Lynn, did you do the announcements for next week?
What's that?
Did you make the announcements for next week already?
I did. Gary Sinclair will be joining us in another fun and informative show, as usual.
Roger that.
And?
Status quo.
Status quo. That's what they say, status quo.
And informative and fun. And
David, thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. I was in the neighborhood. I thought I'd stop in.
Okay.
It always makes me laugh.
I love being with you guys.
Howie with the... I can't believe Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was a very good mention. Elvis, I didn't flip over, but Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, but Elvis but it's true about Elvis. He really.
Michael
like,
Jackson.
I can't believe it. Nobody mentioned Spike Jonze either, which is very disappointing. I couldn't believe that.
But
my favorite.
But when you start talking about great performers, the last 30, 40, 50 years, you got Frank Sinatra. Johnny Mathis still performing after all these years.
Right.
Anyway, folks, it was great. Thank you for having us in your home. For those of people who are driving, hope you didn't make you too laugh too much when you're driving. And folks, thank you very much. Listen, folks, don't go away. That's right. We'll be right back in 1 week. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay right there. We'll be back in 1 week.
Keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Good night, Chris. Good night.
Good night, everybody. That's all, folks. I've been held down before. I know.